Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We're the Old School crew coming at you live, 1040 O Street on this wet and rainy, kind of gloomy day, a couple days before we turn the clock officially to 2025. We are brought to you by the Mercado, the Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Obviously, about 48 hours or a little bit over 48 hours, let's say 56 hours because we love that number. After the Huskers got their first bowl victory, you got our nemesis, Iowa, 3 points ahead of Missouri, as Coach Osborne.
Another nemesis.
And that's the two, that's the fight of the two cousins that you don't like, and both of them breath stink. It is, literally. Because when we were in the Big 12, everybody, we Missouri fans were not the best, and Iowa fans are not the best either. So they're battling it out. But more importantly, Nebraska was able to go out to New York City.
So is it all of the relatives who were black and gold that we have issue with?
Yeah.
Pretty much all right. It's Colorado, Missouri, Iowa.
Yeah, and they're all the same.
Army just doesn't know it yet.
But they about to get these hands. Army
gets a pass. They get a pass. And you know what? Before we get into Nebraska, you know, they were I was very impressed by Army. Had a magical year this year. So, you know, big shout out to them because they aren't able to obviously recruit and do everything, you know, with, you know, full arsenal, because obviously they have bigger and more important things that they actually do for the betterment of the country. And so,
I have to give you credit for actually saying something positive on record in public about BYU. I'm not sure my body was ready.
No problem with BYU. I have a problem with Provo.
Yeah.
The college and the football team.
Yeah. The fact that you could separate them is,
oh, you gotta be,
it is the level of Jay Foreman emotional maturity that I was not, like, it is the standard for 2025 now.
No, I mean, I've been able to separate reality versus what I do and don't like. And
yeah,
you know, I will tell you this, everybody that I've talked to, I have a friend that lives in Utah.
Well, you had family that lived there.
My brother went and left quick. and it's something that he don't even, if I ever want to get in his head, I just talk about it when he was at Weber State. That shut him up real quick. And he's a doctor, so you ain't that smart. And anyway,
did he pave the trail for Dame?
Maybe, but I doubt it. My brother was in it. That was a quick.
Weber is in Ogden, Utah, and I don't know that there is a comparable city in Nebraska to Ogden, Utah.
Yeah, it's Columbus, Nebraska. No, shout out to Columbus.
Okay, I'm going to accept your.
Or Norfolk, and it's just different, you know, and But anyways, you know, I mean, BYU was very impressive. And, you know, that's what you get in these bowl games. You had the Texas Tech-Arkansas game, obviously, you know, gained notoriety for the wrong reasons. But more importantly, you know, Nebraska was able to go out there and represent. And, you know, we talked about it all week, or the time a few times we were able to be on. We talked about it in the pregame show. You know, look, man, and it was a maturity game to see if some guys that were getting promoted into – more extensive playing time were able to, you know, work hard at least when they were here and during those 15 practices, and then go out there and show and prove. And for the most part, they did. I think, you know, look, when you play in that type of field conditions and stuff like that, it's not going to be like a pretty game. But I think that one thing that I picked up on was, especially for the Nebraska's offense and Dylan, you know, Coach Holgorsen felt very comfortable with him playing pitch and catch in the short and intermediate, you know, passing routes, and the different schematic in route trees and rhythm of the offense allowed them to be pretty efficient. It seems like they could, until they could get the running game going consistently, they could really play pitch and catch. And that's what was probably most impressive, you know, along with the defense holding their head above water and giving the offense plenty of chances.
A couple deep shots to Jamal Banks, but otherwise it was simple, quick rhythm throws and easy reads. Lots of running backs, lots of the tight ends. I mean, three tight ends have a catch. Fedoni's the leading receiver by catches on the day.
Yeah.
And we haven't always seen that from Nebraska, putting quarterbacks in position to succeed, right? You think about Adrian Martinez and his Superman routine and Casey Thompson in the deep ball year to Trey Palmer. We haven't seen Nebraska offensive coordinators put their quarterbacks in those simple, you know, just, you know, don't go broke, taking a profit sort of situations. Saw a lot of that against Boston College.
I said, as soon as the final gun happened in the Pinstripe Bowl, I said that I was not going to speak negatively about that game or the Huskers for the rest of the year on purpose. On purpose.
Of 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
well, they won. You can't say nothing negative.
Well, but we have the rules, right? You celebrate for 24 hours and you take lessons from
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the lessons go forever.
Yeah.
So we'll get to, once the polish has worn off the shoes, we'll get back to business, right, that next thing. But I think the program and the fans deserve a sabbatical. Like, there's some healing that needs to happen, at least in my mind.
From when?
Well, from eight years of not winning.
You better be around. You better soak this up.
Right. Because
The way this stuff is, you don't need a sabbatical. You better dive up in it and actually you should yearn for more. And I think for me.
Yeah.
If I was, obviously everything's realistic. Obviously it's a long season. You got to rest and all that, you know, you got to recover. I'm not stupid, but for me, I'm thinking about 2025 as I was walking on, getting on the plane to the airport. And you can do both. You can celebrate the victory and I call it tangible success. And we haven't had much. Matter of fact, we haven't had any for 8 years. And we hadn't won a bowl game, I think, for 10 or 9.
It was 2015.
So it's been some time. So I think when you have tangible success, even though it's not the success that we wanted, because let's be honest, 6-6 and the way the schedule set up, we could have been and should have been better, and we punched ourselves in the face, but we're able finally to recover. This was the season to me was 12 separate chapters into a book, but the year before and this year, oddly enough, you got to the same chapter. You're like, here we go again. We got the same ending. They were able to get over the hump. And so you need to celebrate and understand you did have some tangible success, but then also understand this is the ceiling of the floor. This is the bottom line. And this is the
resetting of the standard.
Right? This is the worst case scenario.
Right.
Like all hell needs to break loose, but you still get to a bowl. We've seen it. We've seen it with Mac Brown and everything like that. So it can happen. But then also you can celebrate in the moment, because that's what you're supposed to do. Cause you can't do anything else besides deal with that right then. But then at the same time, as you're celebrating, and yes, you know, whether it's 75% of your brain and then 25% is all right, we got to start loading up for 2025 right now. Because if you wait, so everybody else is moving forward. You have got to be ahead of the curve, because yes, this is success, but this isn't what you're going to want to repeat every year, 6-6 and go to a bowl. You want to start to, you had improvement by one game last year, actually two. And then you want to continue to say two more next year and go from there. And so, you know, look, man, it's it's a tricky business the way the college football has changed. Essentially, go back to Iowa 2 years ago when was it halftime? Everybody found out Matt Rhule was going to be hired, right? It was about half, probably before the game, whatever. The way college football was then, and then how the program changed to get Dylan. And then the expectations, and then now NIL and everything is, and then now you know that not only the 105 is coming, but I'm here to tell you right now, you need to start planning for the future as if that when the NFL cut down all those rookie contracts so you couldn't be the highest paid rookie like it used to be way ago, and they went to the rookie cap, that you about to have that too. So you got to start planning right now for that. You got to start recruiting right now for that. When you start doing these things, you got to, with that in mind. And if you just shut it down for 2 weeks, well, 2 weeks and something else to change. So that's why you got to get like not turn the page, still celebrate it, but we got work to do.
Two questions that will that I want to let you marinate on for the break. One, is it easier to coach after your team has won a game poorly, or two, lost a game and played well? Oof. Right. What's right? Which is the toughest?
Dang, it's New Year's. You ain't giving us no layup.
Well, no, man.
But, he ain't throwing all of you. was it Lob City with Chris Paul?
Yeah.
You said get it on your own.
Well, here's the easier one. We can say that for five. We can say that for 5 o'clock. But right. here's the one. Here's the one that I wanted to. Here's the layup. That the story comes out of Florida State.
Poof.
And
that's my boy too, man.
I love me some Leonard. Like,
that's
love
my
me some money,
too, man.
But again,
and that's your boy, Kane saying that,
right? The youngest 70-year-old in the history of humans.
And my man Larry Nager left too,
right? So
it's
that
some in the water,
right? That if that this is what appears to be, what happens next is way more important because now being held to contract in
and
those
negotiations.
Oh, Jay Foreman. Hey.
But somebody's got to step in though, because it started with Florida Gators.
Of course, Florida's messing up.
Well, it started with the Rashada. It started with Rashada.
Of course,
which
it's
was
Florida.
Florida and Miami.
Yeah, but
it started with Florida.
The state of Florida saw it off, man. Let
Bugs Bunny try.
But he tried. Bugs Bunny was a genius. The man was a prophet.
That's Gator manure and it's Gator manure in the water. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. I'll answer both those questions. But dang, I read that about my first. I was in shock with Larry Nigga. I like him. But got my man Leonard. Man, I used to cop a lot of stuff he did.
Leonard!
Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.